Good day, St. Raphael. This is Father John here back with you again for our second recording. Sorry we did not get one yesterday done. We had a meeting last night with the parish leadership, both the all the parish council, the finance council, and the school board, and was able to give them an update as to where we're at in terms of our life as parish right now and our life as a church. And Mrs. Hayes was on the call and able to explain the measures that the school is taking right now to make sure that our kids still receive a quality education, and left a call very positive. The parish leadership is working together to make sure that we can provide the best parish life for you all. pardon me. One of the things coming out of that call is that I'll be including on here some numbers for some of the parish council members. Each week on Tuesdays, the parish council and I will be meeting virtually to kind of update each other as to what's going on and to give comments and ideas to continue to enhance parish life at this time. And we'll be meeting, it'll be a standing meeting every Tuesday until the situation passes. The other thing that I'll be doing beginning tomorrow morning, when you wake up, hopefully, that there will be a short reflection in your email box. And it'll just be kind of what I would normally do for a daily homily. It'll be pretty short, probably around 5 minutes read time, hopefully, something like that, or a couple minutes of reading and a couple minutes of reflection. Still trying to decide if that'll go out to everybody every day. That would be my hope. But if I get some people who would like to say, hey, Father, that's a little too much, we'd prefer not to get that, we might create a little bit of a group and then have it go out to that group. But as many people who'd like to receive that, that will be sending that out. And please send this out also to family members or friends if you think it would be helpful. You know, this is primarily directed towards our parish, the St. Raphael's, but there are comments or thoughts that you think are helpful for others, especially at this time. You know, please share those as well. So turning our thoughts to our topic of today, our topic is, where are our eyes of faith? And where are our eyes fixed right now? You know, I'm not really a big fan of roller coasters, and I've really never been a fan of roller coasters. Just the thought of going on one is just a little too much for me, even thinking about it. But there is one time when I was in the seminary, and a bunch of us were out at Six Flags, that some of my brother seminarians finally talked me into going on a roller coaster. We ended up going on the Boss out at Six Flags. And I remember standing in line and, you know, trying to keep up my courage and trying to talk myself out of going and talking others out of me going. But I ended up getting on the ride. And as I was on the ride with my brother seminarians, started off, it was very easy, couple turns, like, okay, this isn't so bad, we're going slow. And then the ride started picking up speed. And as the ride started picking up speed, my fear began to rise because I'm like, I'm not comfortable with this. This doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel good. And eventually, I just closed my eyes. And I thought, oh, it would be better now because I can't see what's in front of me. But my body's still going through the twists and the turns and the ups and the downs. And it's still kind of scary for me. And at one point, as we're kind of nearing the top of a hill, one of my brother seminarians said, hey, open your eyes. So I did, and that was, of course, when the big plunge happened. And, you know, I was, again, you know, for a moment just having that peace, but then here we go, right down into this very steep dive. And needless to say, I've never been on a roller coaster since, and have no interest to go back on one. But that's kind of the situation we're in right now as a community of faith, and even as a nation and as a world, that we're kind of on a roller coaster with this coronavirus. You know, it starts off slow some days, we then have some twists and turns, we go up and we go down, and every day seems like another journey or segment of this roller coaster ride that we're on. And the trouble is that even if we like roller coasters and we enjoy roller coasters, that we can't get off of it right now. It's just something that we're doing each and every day. And even though that you might really like roller coasters, at some point, having something a little bit more steady, like the log flume, might be a little bit better than just kind of going on a roller coaster, another one, and another one, and another one. And that's where the fear begins to come in. Because every day there's a new headline out there that's scary. There's a new rumor. There's something that we hear and it raises our fear. You know, when things are a little bit calmer and people come in the confessional and they're like, you know, Father, I'm really full of fear because of what's going on in the world. I say, well, how much news are you watching? And people will be like, oh, 2, 3, 4 hours, something like that. And I'll say, well, watch a little bit less. And that normally takes care of that. But right now, watching even a few minutes of the news or glancing on it on your phone is enough to cause fear, because these are really scary times that are happening, and there are scary events that are happening and that are being talked about. The news doesn't have to jazz it up that much. It is very scary by its very nature. So we close our eyes. We go to bed at night, or we try to shut off the news and turn on a distraction or something like that. And then we have additional fears that come to us. And those fears are the what ifs. And the what ifs that come are what ifs such as, what's going to happen with my kids? Are my kids going to be safe? Are my kids still going to get a good education? Are they going to be able to enjoy the things that maybe this the rest of this school year was supposed to have for them in store? What about my church? What is that going to look like? How is that going to look? How about my job? How about my family? All these different fears caused by all of this uncertainty, and we just wonder, and we long for, where can I find that rest? Where is that rest that I can ultimately have and my eyes can fix on? And today, our church has this very special feast day, and that's the Feast of Saint Joseph. And the readings of today, of course, focus on fatherhood and the gift of father, and that's not only God the Father and Saint Joseph, but also our father in faith, and that is Abraham, and this great journey of faith that he made. In Genesis chapter 12, and I invite you to pull that out sometime today and to read it, God calls him to leave his home. And he says, you know, to leave Ur of the Chaldeans and go to this land that I will show you. But he doesn't tell him where this land is. He doesn't tell him how long it's going to take. He doesn't tell him how to get there. He just says, I am going to show you the land. You just go and you start walking and you start journeying. And I'm going to show you this new land. All he tells them is, you get to the new land and I'm going to make you the father of a great nation. Now we can easily imagine Abram sitting here and saying, okay, go to a new land and I'm going to be a father of a great nation. That's great. But I'm a little afraid. I've always been here. I've always been around Ur of the Chaldeans. I know these lands, even though I'm a little bit of a nomadic guy and used to traveling around a little bit. I know these lands. These lands are my home. I know where to go to get this. I know where to go to get that. I feel safe and secure here. I don't know if I want to leave and go somewhere where I don't know what is going to happen. And I'm used to short trips. I'm 75 years young. I don't know if I want to go on a long trip right now. What is that? Is that going to be safe for me? Is that going to be healthy for me? Am I going to get sick? Am I going to get tired easily? Is this really a good thing for me? And how long? How long is this trip going to take? Where am I going? What dangers am I going to face? These are all the things that be going through Abram's mind and could be causing him fear and perhaps even sitting there saying, I don't know if I want to go on this trip because there's just too much fear there. But we call Abram not our father in fear, but we call him our father in faith because he kept his eyes focused on God. And Psalm 23 really gives us a unique insight as to how he did that. We hear in that psalm, even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me comfort. The psalmist there, in the person of the sheep, recognizes the dark valley. And it's okay to be a person of faith and to say, I'm a little scared right now. I'm a little afraid. If we didn't do that, we would be naive. We would just be sitting around saying, oh, everything's fine. Everything always is fine. Everything always will be fine. That's naive. That's not realistic. A person of faith is somebody who can be much of a realist. Just think about St. John Paul II and St. Teresa of Calcutta from our last century, how much of realists that they were. But they were people full of hope. And Abram's full of hope and faith. And Jesus is full of hope and faith. Why? Because their eyes are not focused on the fear. Their eyes see the dark valley, but their eyes aren't fixed there. Instead, their eyes go to who? They go to the shepherd. And the shepherd, they see, has two things in their hand, a rod and a staff. The rod would be what the shepherd would use to fight off the wild beast that would come and try to eat the sheep and eat the shepherd also. And then the staff of authority that says, I know the way, I know where we are going, and I know how to get there. And that's where our eyes are called to be focused right now. Yes, to be aware. It's scary times. I'm afraid. There are reasons to be afraid. But am I going to be focused on the fear, or am I going to be focused on the shepherd? And that's the question to ask ourselves as we draw near to the end of our time together. Where are my eyes fixed today? Are they fixed on those reasons for fear and those sources for fear right now? Or are they focused on the shepherd? And perhaps if our eyes are a little bit too much focused on the fear, to take some time with the shepherd. It's taking that fear and actually verbalizing it and announcing it to the shepherd. So we're kind of dwelling on that fear. We're worried. We're pondering on it. We have to take it the next step. We have to shatter that glass ceiling, and we have to bring it up to God. Perhaps that's journaling. Perhaps that's going into some time in church and just saying it to God who is present in the tabernacle or present in that sacred place. Perhaps it's saying it to somebody who we know and trust and getting that fear out there on the table. Once I announce the fear, that's when God can speak to me. And that's the whole principle of this prayer technique called R. Acknowledge, relate, receive, respond. So I acknowledge what's going on inside of me, and then I tell it. I announce it. I announce it to God in a journal. I announce it to God in my mind. And then I wait for God to say something back. Perhaps it's a word. Perhaps it's an image. Perhaps it's a story from my life, or a story from Scripture, or a line from Scripture, or a song, or something that I saw once. But God will respond. The Good Shepherd is here. We don't have to wave our arms and try to get the Good Shepherd to look at us and to respond. He is here with us. He's right beside us with that rod and staff. And he wants to give us courage and comfort. So he's going to say something to us. And then the question is, how do I respond to that? Do I rejoice in that? Does that make me feel better? How do I take that then into my day, so I'm not so fearful, and my eyes can remain fixed, not on the dark valley, but on the Good Shepherd, the one who is with us now, and the one who will lead us out of the dark valley and into the valley of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all this day, and we'll be talking with you soon. Take care.